أهلا وسهلا. I want to welcome you all. Most of the people on this group are probably Shadley students from UK, Birmingham and Manchester. There are also some Swedish students who are joining, also some students of other tariqas. I want to welcome everybody. What I want you to do now is to introduce the author in his own words from Ata'if al-Minan about how he met his sheikh. And Ibn Qata'illah al-Sakandari, when he was young, he was a brilliant student or brilliant scholar of the Zahiri sciences. And his father was one of the followers of Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Shadhili. His grandfather, however, was against tasawwuf in general, and he was taking on his grandfather. So he was not very much impressed with tasawwuf, and he didn't have much interest in it. Page 146 on the bottom of Lata'if al-Minan, translated by Nancy Roberts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before becoming the Sheikh's disciple, I denied that he had anything distinctive to offer, and I objected to his message. Though not on account of anything I had heard him say or which he had reported to have said or done. Then one day I got into an argument with one of his followers. I said to the man, "The only people I trust are those who profess outward knowledge. These people, on the other hand, make," he's then hinting to the Sufis, "they make great claims which are refuted by the straightforward meaning of the Islamic law." After I, too, had become the Sheikh's follower, the same man asked me, "Do you know what the Sheikh said to me on the day when you and I got into that argument?" "No," I replied. He said, "I went to him to see him, and the first thing he said to me was, 'People like that are like rocks. The ones that miss you are better than the ones that hit you.' So I knew then that the Sheikh had been granted supernatural knowledge, like he knew what had happened between them, of what had transpired between me and between us on that day. And believe me, I followed the Sheikh for 12 years, and contrary to the things which he had been quoted as saying by those who wished to do him harm, never once did I hear him say anything which could be denied by the outward sciences." And then he says, "What led me at last to meet my Sheikh?" And now I'll pass on to Arabic. وَكَانَ سَبَبُ اجْتِمَاعِي بِهِ أَنْ قُلْتُ فِي نَفْسِي بَعْدَ أَنْ دَرَتِ الْمَخَاصِمَةُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ دَعْنِي أَذْهَبُ أَرَى هَذَا الرَّجُلَ فصاحب الحق له أمارات لا يخفى شأنه فأتيت إلى مجلسه فوجدته يتكلم في الأنفاس التي أمر الشارب بها فقال الأول الإسلام. So he went to his meeting. He said, "The reason why, how I met him, what led me at last to meet the Sheikh, was that after the altercation between me and his disciple, and this disciple of his, I thought to myself, 'Let me go and see this man,'" that is the Sheikh. "After all, those who speak the truth are marked by clearly recognizable signs. Hence, I went to his gathering place, where I found him speaking of the spiritual drafts," that's the anfas. Anfas is actually breathing, "of which the lawgiver has commanded us to partake." And the lawgiver, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ash-sharibu, the one who gives us the drinks. He has ordered us three things, which are Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. So he has found him speaking as follows. الأول, so he's quoting now the Sheikh. الأول إسلام والثاني إيمان والثالث إحسان وإن شئت قلت الأول عبادة والثاني عبودية والثالث عبودة. So he said, the first thing is Islam, the second thing is Iman, the third thing is Ihsan. Or if you prefer, you could say the first thing is ibadah. الثاني عبودية. الثالث عبودة. عبودة means serving, that is the act of serving. Ubudiya, that is servanthood, being a servant, and ubude is the serving itself. So you eliminate your own personality, like the servant is no longer present, only the service, and that is a higher maqam. And then he continues. وإن شئت قلت الأول شريعة والثاني حقيقة والثالث تحقق أو نحو هذا. Or, and if you wish, you could phrase it, the first one is شريعة, the outward law. الثاني حقيقة, that is reality. والثاني تحقق. And تحقق means to the difference between حقيقة. حقيقة is the reality, and تحقق is to hit the reality. Or something similar. فما زال يقول وإن شئت قلت وإن شئت قلت إلى أن بهر عقلي وعلمت أن الرجل إنما يغترف من فيض بحر إلهي ومدد رباني. And he kept on saying, if you want, you say, you can say, if you want, you can say, and rephrasing the same message into so many ways, until he dazzled my mind, and I knew that this man was drawing upon abundances of a divine ocean, a celestial storehouse. فأذهب الله ما كان عندي. ثم أتيت تلك الليلة إلى المنزل فلم أجد في شيئا يقبل الاجتماع بالأهل على عادتي ووجدت معنى غريبا لا أدري ما هو فانفردت في مكان أنظر إلى السماء وإلى كواكبها وما خلق الله فيها من عجائب قدرته فحملني ذلك على العودة إليه مرة أخرى. So he tells us, I went home that night. So that was how Allah caused all my doubts and resistance to flee. I went home that evening, but I felt none of my usual desire to meet with family. Instead, I experienced a particular sensation, the meaning of which I was uncertain. So I went somewhere to be alone, and I gazed at the sky and the celestial bodies and what Allah had placed therein of the wonders of His power. I felt moved to go back to Him again. فأتيت إليه فاستأذن علي فلما دخلت عليه قام قائما وتلقاني ببشاشة وإقبال حتى دهشت خجولا واستثقرت نفسي أن أكون أهلا لذلك فكان أول ما قلت له يا سيدي أنا والله أحبك. So I went back to him again, and when I arrived, permission was requested of him for me to enter. When I came in to see him, he rose and received me with such warmth and enthusiasm, I was both astonished and abashed, feeling myself too insignificant to be worthy of such reception. So it happened that the first thing I said was, Sir, God knows I love you. يا سيدي أنا والله أحبك. فقال أحبك الله كما أحببتني. ثم شكوت إليه ما أجده من هموم وأحزان فقال رضي الله عنه. Then he said, May Allah love you as you have loved me, he replied. Whereupon I complained to him of my cares and sorrows. And then he said, رضي الله عنه, أحوال العبد أربعة لا خامس لها. The states of the servant are four, and there is no fifth one. النعمة والبلاية والطاعة والمعصية. Blessing, النعمة. البلية, affliction. الطاعة, obedience. will now see to disobedience. Now keep this in mind, because this will reoccur in the text, not only once, it will, you will see it many times, inshallah. An-ni'matu wal-baliyatu wal-ta'atu wal-ma'asiyatu. The blessings and the afflictions and the obedience and the disobedience. فَإِن كُنْتَ بِالنِّعَمَةِ فَمَقْتَضَى الْحَقِّ مِنْكَ الشُّكُرُ. If you are in a state of blessing, what the truth, that is what Allah requires of you, is that you be thankful. فَإِن كُنْتَ بِالْبَلِيَّةِ فَمَقْتَضَى الْحَقِّ مِنْكَ الصَّبُرُ. And if you are in a state of baliyah, of affliction, then what Allah expects from you is to bear it patiently, as-sabr. وَإِن كُنْتَ بِالطَّاعَةِ فَمُقْتَضَى الْحَقِّ مِنْكَ شُهُودُ مِنَّتِهِ عَلَيْكَ. And if you are in a state of obedience, then what Allah requires of you is that you bear witness of His grace towards you. وَإِن كُنْتَ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ وَإِن كُنْتَ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ فَمُقْتَضَى الْحَقِّ مِنْكَ وُجُودُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. And if you are in a state of disobedience, then what Allah requires of you is that you seek forgiveness. فَقُلْتُ مِنْ عِنَّهُ وَكَأَنَّمَا كَانَتِ الْهُمُومُ وَالْأَحْزَانُ ثَوْبًا نَزَعْتُهُ. So I got up to leave, and the problems and sorrows which had burdened me seemed like nothing but a garment which I had now cast off. ثم سألني بعد ذلك بمدة كيف حالك. And after a while, then he asked me, how are you? So he found himself in this state. He came to him with a lot of problems, and the Shaykh addressed him about some key points of the teachings. And then he found that all his problems had just gone. فَقُلْتُ أَفْتَشِي عَلَى هَمِّي فَلَا أَجِدْهُ. I'm looking for my problems and I can't find them. فَقَالَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ. Then the Shaykh quoted a line of poetry to him. لَيْلِي بِوُجُودِكَ مُقْمَرٌ وَظَلَامُهُ فِي النَّاسِ سَارٌ وَالنَّاسُ فِي صَدَفِ الظَّلَامِ وَنَحْنُ فِي ضَوْءِ النَّهَارِ. By your face my night is moonlit. By your face my night is moonlit. لَيْلِي بِوَجْهِكَ مُقْمَرُ. By your face my night is moonlit. As its darkness among others spreads, while the darkness spreads amongst other people who are not in his presence, others find themselves in the approaching gloom, while we bask in the light of day. And then the Shaykh continued addressing him, that is Shaykh Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi, his Shaykh, radiallahu anhu. إِلْزَمْ فَوَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ لَزَمْتَ لَتَكُونَنَّ مُفْتِيًا فِي مَذْهَبَيْنِ. And then he said, hold fast to this, because if you do, then I assure you that you will be a mufti in two madhabs. مَذْهَبِ أَهْلِ الشَّرِيعَةِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ الظَّاهِرِ وَمَذْهَبِ أَهْلِ الْحَقِيقَةِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ الْبَاطِنِ. You will be a mufti in the madhab of the people of sharia, who know the outward sciences, and in the madhab of the people of haqiqa, the people who know the inner sciences. So this was a portion, it's in the last section, about his Shaykh Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi in Lata'if al-Minan. And I read this by ways of introduction to get to know him. This is his own account of how he met his Shaykh. So inshallah, after that, then we'll start entering the book.